From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a UN plea for help for thousands of Syrians trapped in Raqqa. A senior United Nations official is warning some 20,000 civilians being held hostage by Islamic State in the Syrian city of Raqqa are in great danger, and everything possible must be done to help them escape. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, Thursday said the needs of thousands of civilians trapped in five Raqqa neighborhoods under Islamic State control are beyond belief. He says civilians are suffering large casualties from heavy shelling by the Syria government and the constant air raids by the U.S.-backed coalition forces.
There seem to be no real escape for these civilians. I cannot think of a worse place on earth now than in these five neighborhoods for these 20,000 people.
Egeland says the UN is urging the humanitarian task force, including members of the coalition fighting to retake Raqqa, to do whatever is possible to help people escape the embattled city. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Navy has suspended wider search and rescue operations for sailors missing after the warship USS John S. McCain collided with a merchant vessel in waters near Singapore and Malaysia earlier this week. An international search and rescue operation involving aircraft, divers, and vessels from the United States, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Australia had been looking for the missing sailors over an area of about 5,500 square kilometers around the crash site. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, on a visit to Ukraine today, said Washington would keep up pressure on Russia over what he called its aggressive behavior and signaled his personal support for providing weapons to Kiev. Mattis said Russia had not abided by the Minsk ceasefire agreement meant to end the separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine and that the United States would maintain sanctions on Moscow.
The U.S. and our allies will continue to press Russia to honor its Minsk commitments, and our sanctions will remain in place until Moscow reverses the actions that triggered them. As President Trump has made clear, the United States remains committed to diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Mattis's visit time for Ukrainian Independence Day is the second high-profile show of U.S. support in as many months after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson came to Kiev in July. Ukraine has counted on U.S. support against Russia since a pro-Western government took power following street protests in 2014 when the Kremlin-backed president fled the country. India's Supreme Court has ruled that that country's citizens have a constitutional right to privacy. The unanimous ruling by a 9-judge panel came in response to legal challenges to the government's biometric identification card program that requires people to undergo fingerprint and iris scans. More than a billion people have signed up for the program, which was set up with the intention of streamlining government services and cutting fraud, but concerns emerged about the safety of the data, and the cards have become required for a growing number of services, such as opening a bank account. U.S. President Donald Trump will host Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak for talks at the White House next month. The White House announced the visit late Wednesday, saying Trump looks forward to discussing strengthening relations with one of America's closest partners in Southeast Asia. Malaysia's foreign ministry said the leaders would further talk about national security, combating terrorism and extremism, and trade. Relations between the United States and Malaysia warmed after Najib and the former U.S. President Barack Obama took office in 2009. Obama became the first U.S. leader to visit Malaysia in more than 50 years when he traveled there in 2014. However, a massive corruption scandal involving a state investment fund founded by Najib has caused strains with the U.S. and other countries. Dutch police cordoned off a busy street in the center of the capital, Amsterdam, Thursday after a hand grenade was found under a residential porch. Amsterdam police on Twitter said the bomb disposal unit had been dispatched and...
That's the latest world news from VOA.